Great players.
That comment by Tom Brady, if you can cue that up again, I'd like to just replay his response to Levin Reed's question from yesterday's press conference.
Levin Reed, who's a listener of Southern New England Sports Saturday frequently.
That. Yeah. Nice.
Yeah. So hi, Lev, if you're
listening. Morning, Levin. But he asked that question yesterday, and Tom Brady's response, I think, was a little curious. Felger and Maz were hammering this yesterday afternoon, hammering this, saying, wow. That was telling response by Brady. In other words, they felt like if you read between the lines of Brady's response, that was him essentially saying, yeah, we suck this year and we'll have to make the best of it.
Yeah. I was at the press conference yesterday.
Didn't catch you off guard.
No, not in person. But when you listen to it audio-wise and just playing the audio there, okay. It's interesting to hear him say, we'll make the best of it. We'll see. It's sort of like, so I didn't know if it was him just downplaying this year or whatever. He seemed a little off guard by the question, I guess, which it wasn't an off guard question. It was just a question by Levin. What makes this team different from other years? I don't
know. All right, Joe, let's listen to that one more time.
Yeah. Best game.
Every year is different as you walk into, whether it be the regular season, the postseason, try to move forward. What makes this year different than all the others?
What makes this year different than?
What makes this team and this year kind of the feeling we have different than maybe the last couple of years?
I'm not sure. This is a, unique team. You know, it's not going to be the same next year. Just going to have to make the best of it.
Now, see how Brady had Levin, repeat the question there? That, to me, that was where he was sort of like, what's this question? I don't know.
Him trying to formulate his response? How am I going to answer this question without crapping all over this team?
Yeah, when you listen to it more, that was it. But that's why in person it was sort of, when he made Levin repeat the question, it was sort of like, he's just kind of like throwing this question off to the side. You know, which is, but when you listen to the audio of it, it's sort of like, we'll see what happens. It's a unique team.
It would have been, to me, I thought the standard or typical Tom Brady answer would have been in that case, well, look, teams change every year, personnel, different personnel every year, and every year it's the same thing. We have to make the best with what we have.
Yeah.
You know, as opposed to, it sounded like, yeah, I'm not sure, but, you know, when he said, we'll have to make the best of it, it almost sounded like he was referring to this year's team. And it was like a little bit of a shot at this year's team. Do you know what I mean?
Well, when he says that you have to make the best of it, yeah, he's not showing a ton of confidence, I guess.
But if he had couched it and said, look, our team changes every year, personnel changes every year, and the circumstances don't change, every year you have to make the best with what you have.
Yeah.
You know, but for him to just say, well, this year, well, we just have to make the best of it, it almost like it was a dig at this year's team.
Weird. Yeah,
I don't
weird.
Know. I didn't
think
Felger
of it much
and Maz
at the
time. Were all over this, hammering it.
They were all over everything this week.
Gasper didn't think it was a big deal. That he didn't think it was a big deal.
Like I said, in person it didn't come off that way, but when you listen back to it, sure. Sometimes you got to read between the lines with some of the responses. Because everything else was sort of standard Brady. You know, yesterday he was talking about the weather. He was talking about how, you know, Mike Reese asked him about the quarterback matchup. It's going to be the oldest quarterback matchup in playoff history, 78 and 198 days old between Philip Rivers and Tom Brady. And Brady's response was nice and old.
All right, before we go to a break and we bring in Ryan, let's get our picks for this weekend's games.
Woo.
Let's start with the first game today, Kansas City hosting the Indianapolis Colts. Who do you like? I like Kansas City to win. I can't even speak to the point spread because I don't know, but I think the Chiefs are going to win at home today. I know Indianapolis is everybody's darling right now with the way they're playing and Andrew Luck and all. I think Kansas City wins this football game, and I think they could win big. I like the Chiefs.
I like the Chiefs, too. I do. Okay. I think the Colts will give them trouble, though.
Okay. Dallas at the Rams tonight. Same thing. Will the Rams cover the 8? I don't know. I think the Rams win tonight, and I feel the same way. If I had to pick, I would lay the 8, too. I think the Rams could win and win big. I don't foresee an upset here tonight.
Rams. Yep.
Okay. Patriots, Chargers tomorrow.
Patriots.
I like the Patriots, too. And then Philly, New Orleans.
Saints.
I like the Saints, too.
Yep. I'm going all home teams.
We're all going, both of us. Yeah, both of the home teams.
I don't know. It's tough to pick against the statistics and whatnot. I don't know. But I think the Dallas game is interesting, you know, because L.A. really, you know...
Dallas's defense is going to have to make Jared Goff look ordinary.
Well, they're going to have to slow down Gurley. And Goff looked ordinary in December, and that's
why
you look at that and you say, but picking Dallas in a big playoff game like that is...
I don't have faith in their offense. That's why I'm picking the Rams.
No, I just don't have faith in Dak.
I think Zeke will have a good game.
I think that's what's going to give them trouble. And then I'm interested in the Colts-Chiefs game. I really am. I want to see what happens there. I do. I think the Chiefs will pull it out, but... You know, how much trouble can Andrew Luck and the Colts give them? We'll see. Right.
Let's go to a break. When we come back on the other side, WEEI.com's Ryan Hannibal joins us to talk about the Patriots here on Southern New England Sports Saturday on WEEI.